What kind of beans would y'all have grown?
Just string bean type
Okay.
bean. It wasn't, we never, I did grow some lima beans,
Okay.
but it was green beans
Okay.
and lima beans.
And one vegetable you haven't mentioned, it grows on a stalk.
Corn?
Yeah. Did y'all
Oh yes,
grow
we
on
always have corn.
And that was to eat?
Yes. And then we used to grow lots of corn. We still
Right.
grow corn now, and it's for ensilage. We grow ensilage corn, and I think I have about 25 acres of that on the ground now growing.
I see. Now, what is that for? I don't understand. That's not a term I'm familiar
Okay.
with.
They in the feed yards, we have a lot of feed yards around this area, and they have a pit, and they grind this corn up, cut it and grind it and put it in the pits, and it ferments and it makes an ensilage, which they feed to the cattle in the feedlots.
Okay, I got you.
So
Did how would you have eaten the corn? Did you scrape it off, or did you eat it?
well, we eat it off the cob, and of
Okay.
course
Okay.
sometimes you cut it off the cob to freeze it or something, but
Okay.
just if you're going to take it out of the field, you
Mm-hmm.
generally just eat it off the cob.
And the stuff you pull off the
Shucks,
okay,
corn shucks.
and the little strands inside are called called silk, corn
Yeah,
silk.
corn silk.
Okay.
In fact, I used to pick corn when we was first married. We picked it by hand, you know, and threw it in the wagon with the horse. And my father-in-law was an old man. In fact, he was 50 when my husband was born. But anyway, I'd get the kids off to school and then the housework done, and then I'd go down in the field and help George and Granddad pick corn. And he could always tell when I was I got so I could pick corn because they did. And I enjoyed it because he was always telling tales, you know. And then in the evening when the kids came home from school, they would start on the row that we don't, you know. And we always paid them for whatever they picked. Why, then we'd count their bushels and we would pay them for whatever they picked, you know. And then George's mother would get dinner for us because the kids was in school and everything. So I helped in the field a lot. But one reason I helped in the field so much when my husband was a diabetic for 38 years and he took insulin twice a day and he was very brittle. So I was out there a lot because of this, you know.
Right, just to help out.
Yeah, to help out and make sure that he didn't have an insulin reaction or something. But I love the ground. I love the farming bit. And this young boy that rents for me now, he was raised on a farm here and he loves it too. So that's why I appreciate him so much,
Oh,
because
yeah.
he loves the ground as much as I
Values
do.
it.
And we just get along fine.
All of those things that you grow in the garden would have been called what, collectively?
Vegetables.
Okay. Do they have anything? I wonder if they have this kind of plant around here. It grows usually after a rain in a shaded area. Sometimes they say that frogs will hide out under them. Do you know? You ever heard of a mushroom?
Well, we don't have any mushrooms here.
Okay. Just too
We,
dry.
yes, it's too dry. But I did photograph, I gave a slide show one here. It was about our prairie and things. And here was these mushrooms. There was this big cow chip about like this, you know. And of course, in the old days, you know, they burned the cow chips for heat. But here was these three mushrooms growing up in the center of this cow chip. So I photograph it, and at the end of my show, why I showed this, and I said, and you've all thought that cow chips was just for burning, but I said, I'll prove it. It does have another
Yeah, has
reason.
another purpose. You mentioned cow chip. That makes me think of funny names that my grandfather had for animal when you were growing up. Do people around here have kind of euphemisms like cow chips for different kinds of manure? You mentioned cow chips for cow. Were there other names that kids
Well,
learned?
other most of it is manure, just plain
Yeah.
manure now.